Welcome to the story that is my life. It's a tragedy, really, but a love story at the heart. It's about a boy who loved a girl, and a girl who loved the boy so much she'll do anything to get him. Yeah, and I'm that girl. I'm not a cliche, you know. I'm actually the victim in all of this. But you wouldn't know it, because why? Everyone takes the man's side, doesn't it? Well, I'm about to tell you a story, but I'm telling you this story from a place, my happy place. Whether that's jail, home with the man I love, or I'm just fucking dead, that's for you to decide and figure out. But I guess I'm about to tell you a story about my obsession, as they will call it. But the truth is, it was just me loving him, and that is it. Let's begin, shall we? It was a Thursday, the happiest day of my life. I moved in, OMG. I found this cute little house next door to my love. Well, at the time, he didn't know he was my love. Jake Hellingway. Oh, the dream. The pride and joy of Bedrock Grove. But there was just one problem. One teensy weensy problem. And her name was Carmen Hellingway. Yeah, that bitch. You know, I really tried to look on the bright side, but she's just so tacky. Jakey, why would you ever be with her? Look at her, sipping her tea by her window. Such a great view of the house, really. Ooh, I can actually see their bathroom from here. But enough of hijinks and antics. Let's get down to why I'm really here. I'm here to find the man of my dreams. And to get him, and to get what's mine. And common girl, you ain't gonna stand my way. Because I'm gonna find my happy endings. Yes, multiple. Oh, I can't remember the last time I lived alone in a big, beautiful house. I remember I had to persuade the owner to sell me. Because it wasn't like it. But I had no choice. Because remember, Jakey, when we first met at the farmer's market, your hand reached for mine, and we're getting apples together. Oof, it felt like we're in Paris, sipping wine. Ooh, it felt so great, Jakey. And you knew it, and I knew it. We were meant to be together. But I still didn't know then. I wasn't sure. But when I saw you in the wine aisle at the grocery store, I knew you liked wine. I liked wine. You were probably buying it for me. I knew I had to do what I had to do. So that day, I followed you home. I saw where you stayed. And I made plans. It was a long and hard 3 months, but worth it. But now, I don't know, you know? It's just, do I really want to do this over a man? Like, he's got another wife. But that's my place, isn't it? You know? That's my job. If he really loves me, I have to fight for him. And I guess Carmen can't get in the way of that. You know? But it's just all part of the collateral damage. I'm sure she'll find someone. Eventually,